This is episode 1034 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day four of our series we're exploring this week, all about managing stress. Some of your top stress triggers we know are death of a loved one, divorce, relocating, losing a job, losing your health to an illness or an accident. These are the top stressors that psychologists claim can really derail someone for an extended period of time. So one of the best ways to manage these top stressors and stress in general is by meditating. And here you are doing just that. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a meditation technique called a mudra. And mudras are a way to position your hands and also your body. I'll be sharing with you a way to place your hands together as if you are in prayer position. And this is actually called the gratitude mudra. So you press your hands together with your fingers and your thumbs upward. Your thumbs are touching and your fingers are touching. Your palms are pressed together. And this is how you might see statues when they are in prayer position. This is maybe how you pray. And this helps to open up your heart. It's located right there at your fourth chakra, your heart chakra. You'll be discovering a little more about chakras in tomorrow's episode. And the qualities of your heart chakra are love, gratitude, and compassion. So when you place your hands in this mudra, you stimulate a corresponding region of your brain to help you feel more grateful. Now, when you are able to manage stress in your life, know that you're doing your mind and your body a great service, as well as a service to those around you and the world. In fact, it's estimated that stress is a culprit in more than 95% of major illness. That's a whopping number. That's where you may just recommit even more to your meditation ritual. 95% of major illness indicates stress as a major culprit. So stress can cause cardiovascular disease. It can cause your heart to race. It can also contribute to depression and just to a sense of hopelessness in your life. So know that the kind of stress you may be experiencing, as we all experience a pandemic, has to do with chronic stress. This is the kind of stress that is unrelenting and you're not sure when it will stop. And you simply get through it day by day. If you had a traumatic childhood or any other kind of chronic stress in your life, maybe you were involved in a bad, toxic relationship. Whenever you experience another type of chronic stress, it can trigger a similar reaction as you may have experienced when you were experiencing chronic stress at other times in your life. So if you find it to be a really difficult experience going through the uncertainty of the pandemic and also everything that seems to have spun off from the pandemic, the economic, political, and social uncertainty, know that this can also make you revert to experiencing anxiety, sleeplessness, craving addictions, and anger and frustration, depression, other ways that you responded to chronic stress in the past. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, as you place your hands pressed together at your chest, focus on what you can do right now. What you are grateful for right now. Not in the future when the pandemic ends or whatever stress you are experiencing when that ends, but what is it that you can do right now to help you manage your stress? You are, in fact, doing something now as you meditate. So as you press your palms together, your hands are touching, holding this mudra for however long it feels comfortable doing so. Think about your challenge this week, where you are challenged each day to stress less, to release one stress in your life. Now, you may have major stress going on, but what is one thing that contributes to that stress that you could get a little bit in control of? So, for example, maybe you feel really pressured and you're not sleeping well. Maybe you could walk or take a nice bath or call someone who uplifts you before you go to bed at night. This could help you sleep, maybe not right away, but anything done consistently over time produces the best benefits. Just get used to incorporating ways to stress less in your life. So now, as you give yourself some inner stillness, as you close your eyes and gently elevate them to the point between your eyebrows, as you straighten your spine and calm your mind and body, visualize yourself in a state of peace. You could bring to mind some time in the past, or maybe even recently, when you experienced peace. Bring that to mind right now. How did you look? What was the expression on your face? Were you seated? Were you standing? Who were you with? What are you wearing in your mind as you visualize yourself at peace? What are you experiencing around you? What sounds? Is there a breeze caressing your skin? Maybe the sound of ocean waves is what you hear, or the sound of rustling trees in a forest. Place yourself in a state of peace and commit to visualizing yourself in this peace for the rest of this series. Maybe even do it in the morning when you wake up, at some point in the middle of your day, and at the end of your day. Immerse yourself in peace. You are so worth slowing down for.